Hi, I'm Scott Chandler. You're watching Totally Patriots, and I'm going to be on later, so keep watching.
Exciting finishes and a still perfect season. Totally Patriots has plenty to be thankful for. Coming up, the key to the Patriots' success is knowing how to say thank you. Learn the science behind gratitude and how they do that.
Those two little words could be the two most important words you know.
Plus, Josh Klein talks turkey in Tilted.
We have all three, smoked, baked, and fried.
And this big guy offers his best tips for Thanksgiving in Pat's Chat.
Elastic waists are key on Thanksgiving.
And he ups his game in Totally Challenge.
It's so tough. It's like jerky.
Tuck in your napkin. Totally Patriots starts right now.
Totally Patriots. Totally Patriots.
Welcome to Totally Patriots. Ashley, I love this time of year. I can't believe we're already almost there. Just a few days to go till Thanksgiving.
I know, don't be mad at me, but I'm a little more excited for Friday. I think I'm gonna have to do some shopping here at the Patriot Place.
You're thankful for the good shopping the day
yes,
after.
Yes, I love me some sales.
Absolutely. I'm thankful for all the wins too. How about that big win against the Giants?
Huge, and a shout out Scott Chandler. He helped us big time, but it's time for us to get to know him a little better. Here comes Audible.
Hi, I'm Scott Chandler, tight end for the New England Patriots. I'm getting older, I'm getting gray. I have three daughters, and I'm originally from Texas. The best part about growing up in Texas is the high school football. It's a blast. Everybody comes, the whole town shuts down. You know, we had over 10,000 people at every one of my games, and the fans are going crazy. They've got all kinds of stuff in the stands. You know, they've got gas cans filled with beef they make a lot of noise with, and you know, all the moms have the buttons with the kid on there, and you've got a sign in your front yard that says you're in Dragon Country and that kind of stuff, so it's pretty fun. Yes, you must like steak if you're from Texas, and why wouldn't you like steak? It's delicious. They have these places in Texas where it's like a 72-ounce steak, and if you eat it in the hour, you get it for free. If you don't, you got to pay the big bucks. Well, I never even tried that, but I've eaten about like a 24-ounce steak before, probably. When I was born, I was big. I was 10 pounds, 3.5 ounces. So yeah, I've always been like big for my age. Now, when I was in between eighth grade and ninth grade, I really hit a growth spurt. I was like 5'10 when I graduated eighth grade, and by the beginning of ninth grade, I was 6'3. So I hit a pretty big growth spurt there, and been 6'7" now since high school, so I think it's slowed down a little bit. So that's a little bit about me. Now we're gonna go see what my friends have to ask.
Man, 6'7", unreal. I was tall in middle school too, a little bit in high school, and then it just kind of dropped off and stopped, and I'm still waiting for the next growth spurt. Anyway, he is ready to go. He's over in the hall right now with Ashley, and it's time for Pat's Chat.
Totally Patriots.
Welcome to the Hall of Patriot Place presented by Raytheon. I am Miss Ashley Feldman, and this always happens to me. Is it Tantasqua? Am I saying that right?
Tantasqua.
Guys, yeah. What's going on? How are we doing? I'm with the football team. That means you guys better have some good questions and give me a big time round of applause. We got Scott Chandler in the building, everybody.
Good to see ya.
Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo. Take a seat, my friend.
Great.
I feel like we have some secret man crushes in here that no one's going to admit to. You ready for the first question? You going to start us off?
Sure.
All right, stand up.
How did it feel to get a touchdown last week?
It felt good. It's always fun to score touchdowns, no matter what level, no matter what position you play. I remember when my first touchdown, when I was five years old, I was playing flag football. And I played running back, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like the slowest running back ever, I think. But somehow I scored. But I jumped over a kid. And evidently in flag football, you're not allowed to jump over people. I got called back.
Oh, poor guy. I don't know if I'm the only one with this question, but I'm going to ask it. The touchdown dance last week? Talk to me. Explain. Yeah. We're all wondering.
When I was 7th or 8th grade, the WCW was pretty big. And there was a part of it called the New World Order, the NWO. And Scott Hall was my favorite guy. And he, you know, these guys were rebels. They were renegades. And Scott Hall and Kevin Nash were the outsiders. They were a tag team duo. And Scott Hall would always give it the old, yeah. So it was a throwback.
Could you stand up and do it again so
sure,
you get the
yeah.
full thing?
You know, it's yeah, one of my just, favorite just, things to do.
Yeah, let's do it.
My daughters really like it.
Okay.
So
there it is.
It
looks pretty fantastic. I got to give it to you.
Is Thanksgiving your favorite holiday?
Yes, actually it is. Thanksgiving and the 4th of July. I like, you don't have to buy gifts for anyone. You get to eat great food. And you get to celebrate something that's really important.
And I honestly like Thanksgiving the most because you don't even really have to get dressed up. Like, no one's judging you if you're in sweatpants. It's actually smarter to be in sweatpants.
Yeah, elastic waists are key on Thanksgiving.
Are you a leftover guy?
Yeah, it's Thanksgiving. No, that's the only good leftovers.
The people that say they don't eat Thanksgiving leftovers, I don't trust with anything. Not even my dog.
No,
nothing.
No. That leftover turkey is good for, weeks?
Well, I'd say a week. If you're eating turkey after 3 weeks,
If you fry it, I think it's better.
I'm baking mine. There you go.
What's your favorite thing to do when you're not playing football?
When I'm not playing football, I'm usually at home with the kids. You know, they like to go to the park. I take them to the park. I'm pretty good at the teeter-totter.
Do you have to sing, like, Frozen songs?
Oh, absolutely. I'm down for that, yeah.
Can I hear something?
Yeah. Let it go. Oh. Can't hold it back anymore.
You know, feels like I'm actually watching the movie.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Idina Menzel, I'm coming for you.
All right, guys. Help me give him one more round of applause. Scott Chandler, everybody.
We're totally tuned in. Here's what the Pats have been up to on social media.
Come in the hallway. Hey, man, JPP.
Hop in my Snapchat, man.
Big yo, too fast. They won, but guess what? We'll be back to you, though.
Coming up.
Expressing gratitude can help you get to where you want to be in life.
Find out how saying thank you can lead to more success on and off the field. Plus, what makes Josh Klein scared?
That's a good question.
He tells us next on Tilted.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bose, the official sound of the Patriots. By Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, count us in. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Totally Patriots.
How do you get from Buffalo defensive end Mario Williams to Patriots quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo? Mario Williams lent his voice to an episode of Family Guy starring Mila Kunis, who is married to actor Ashton Kutcher. Kutcher was in the movie Valentine's Day with Emma Roberts, who co-starred in We're the Millers with Jennifer Aniston. Aniston was in Office Space with Gary Cole, who went to the same high school as Patriots QB Jimmy Garoppolo. And that's your 6 degrees.
So we all know how much I love me some Jimmy G. I also love Thanksgiving. The perfect combination, Ashley, Jimmy G, some turkey. Whew. I can't lie. I think about that sometimes. But anyways, let's talk about Josh Klein. He breaks down his turkey traditions. It's time for Tilted.
We always have a baked turkey and a fried turkey at every Thanksgiving. I like the fried but I mean, I like the old school baked one too. I just pile them both on. We're going over to Dan Conley's house, so he makes all the turkey. We have all three, smoked, baked, and fried. Me personally, I love Skyline Chili. Some people it takes time getting used to because it has that consistency of mud. So not a lot of people like it, but I love it. No, I have not had a lot of mud, but a few times in football practice, I've smashed my face in the dirt, so I've had some mud. What do? When I'm not playing football, I just sit at home with my fiance and my dog and watch TV. My dog's name is Hazel, and she's a little King Charles, and she's a brat most of the time, but she loves her mama. She wears a patch jersey every Sunday, and we put the game on so she can watch it. My favorite TV show would have to be either Seinfeld with the reruns or Breaking Bad. No, I do not want to be Walter White, and your kid should not be Walter White either.
Say my name.
I'm afraid of the dark sometimes, just the unknown. Yeah, I don't do haunted houses. I cried my first one I went to and ran out by myself when I was like six, so never again. That's a good question. Probably when I showed up late my rookie year and got kicked out of practice. Yeah, it was Bill. He just told me, once the media leaves, get out of here. Go home. So it was not a fun day. No, I did not cry. I maybe shed a tear, but no full-on cry.
Well, Thanksgiving week, and there is a lot to be thankful for. Friends, family, your health, good times, and the Pats winning. How about that? I'm thankful for that. But listen, it's not always the easiest thing to say thank you. It's all about gratitude. Professor Fritz is in his lab right now, going to break down gratitude for us and how they do that.
Hi, I'm Professor Fritz. And welcome to How They Do That.
I want to thank my family and all my friends who have supported me, all my teammates. I love you guys. This is for you guys.
Winners all have something in common besides winning. They know how to say thank you. And those two little words can be the two most important words you know. Researchers have found that those who can express appreciation and gratitude are happier and healthier than those who don't. Expressing gratitude can help you get to where you want to be in life. The process of gratitude starts in the cerebellum, the part of the brain that's responsible for learning language and mental imagery. When you express thanks, the cerebellum sends messages to the temporal lobe, where your brain processes and controls emotions. This area of the brain activates when you are thinking of something or someone other than yourself. Blood flow also increases to the hypothalamus, which releases hormones to regulate your body's behavior. The body releases three hormones while expressing gratitude: dopamine, which motivates your actions, serotonin, which regulates your mood, and a hormone called oxytocin. Oxytocin is a complex chemical created in the hypothalamus and released from the pituitary gland. While it has many functions in the body, it is most known for creating trust and a sense of connectedness in social relationships. An increase in oxytocin creates a stronger feeling of compassion and empathy, which in turn leads to feelings of gratitude. Because gratitude increases the presence of these hormones, the physical results are better sleep, less stress, and stronger relationships. Yes, it may seem hokey at first, but learning to say thank you and meaning it can help you achieve greatness. Appreciate what you have and those who helped you get it, and you will go far in football and in life. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we say thank you.
Totally Facts, Buffalo. Did you know Buffalo's Turkey Trot is the longest continually running foot race in America? It started in 1896. Still to come, Scott Chandler loves Thanksgiving. But what happens when he takes a bite out of our version in Totally Patriots?
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam. Pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
It's Totally Fit with high school strength trainer Chelsea Parks.
Today we're going to talk about the squat. It's a staple exercise that's most important to practice correctly. When you set yourself up, you want to make sure that your feet are shoulder width apart, your chest stays tall, and your head stays neutral. When you're going down into your position, your weight is in your heels, your knees don't come over your toes, and have your hands out in front of you for balance. A good range to start out with is about 12 to 15 times, three times through, and that's how you do a squat.
Man, gonna have to do a lot of squats or exercise, burn off all those calories, all that good eats. Thanksgiving, it's all about that good food, but it's so worth it. Or you could go the exact opposite route and eat not so good food, a little nasty food. It's a Thanksgiving edition right now of Totally Challenge.
Welcome back to the Hall of Patriot Place. Scott's nervous, which means I'm super excited. It is time for Totally Challenge. All right, who's got a question? Are we ready?
Truth or dare?
Start off with a dare, man. Let's do it.
Eat a slice of cranberry sauce.
Eat a slice of cranberry sauce. It's not too bad. We're starting out light.
There's not really slices here. It's just kind of the...
This is a little, maybe eat a little baby bite of that chunk. I feel like you need to get up there, too. Come on.
You want to share?
Yeah. Get up there.
Let's share. We're just going to grab it here. We're going to go all in here.
Let's just do it. Just break it and just go for it. There it is. Oh, yeah. Nice, guys. Looks really good.
Really isn't bad.
Pretty good?
I kind of want more. You want more?
little afternoon snack. There you go. All right, cool.
Would you rather be abducted by aliens or haunted by ghosts?
I would rather be abducted by aliens. That sounds kind of like a trip, man. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, that's I'm in with that.
Would you rather be stared at all the time or be the butt of jokes all the time?
Oh, be the butt of jokes, man. That's fun, right? Like,
interestingly, I'd pick the other.
You gotta come back with another joke, you know? I don't know. I don't mind being about jokes.
Well, you're tough, then. I'm going to be a little tough. Here we go.
Truth or dare?
Dare.
I dare you to eat tofurkey.
You're doing that with me, bro.
Tofurkey. Get up there and get yourself some tofurkey.
Look at this stuff.
Guys.
It looks like paper.
Here's some more of this if we need any help, if you need some more napkins.
Yeah.
Guys,
you know what's good is.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's. Oh. Yeah. It's so tough.
Is it?
It's like jerky.
It's not soft?
No. Oh. It's like.
No.
I mean, it doesn't taste that bad. It doesn't taste that bad, though.
No?
No.
All right, I have one last question.
Yes.
Would you rather not be able to eat Thanksgiving? So you either can't eat Thanksgiving or you can't get one present on Christmas. It's got to be one or the other.
Oh, I don't care about presents. I'm eating Thanksgiving.
You're eating.
So, yeah.
That's it. This dude is frying his turkey. So if you want to know where Scott Chandler is on Thursday, he's frying a turkey. All right, one more big round of applause. Scott Chandler, everybody.
James White. My first job wasn't actually until I got into college. I did an internship with Merrill Lynch, so I got to sit down and kind of see what accountants and banking and investors got to do. That's what was one of my interests coming into college, so it's a pretty cool thing to see. And being in the NFL now and being able to to manage money and being able to put money in the stocks and things like that. It was good to get a good representation from those guys and kind of build a little portfolio and see what I could do in my future.
It's been an awesome week, and Ashley, I love it. Thanksgiving coming up, my favorite time of the year.
Huge week. Monday Night Football, Turkey Day, Black Friday, which I'm pretty pumped for. We know this.
I cannot wait for the food and the shopping. We want to leave you, though, with some highlights from that epic win against the Giants.
Happy Thanksgiving. Love, Romeo and Ashley. We'll see you next week.